Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. And first and foremost, we give all glory and honor to God. We are so thankful of what he does through us and for him allowing us to do what we do. We have a very special show for you today. It's a doubleheader. We're going to have gospel artist Marjorie May along with Forever Jones on today's show. And boy, is it going to be a show for you. So just sit back and enjoy. Tweet, text, call somebody and let them know to tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We want to start out with a couple of housekeeping items. For all of you listeners out there, we want you to support and join Marketing Ministry, the network. You can check us out at www.marketingministry.ning.com. Join, it's free. Market your ministry and help us to further advance the kingdom of God. Also, we want you to check out our friends at Glow Magazine Online. You can check them out at www.glowmagazineonline. Support them. Subscribe. It's free. Again, on today's show, we're going to have Marjorie and Forever Jones, and we're waiting on our first guest to call in now. But we're going to take another music break, and we're going to listen to Thoughts by Tanya Dallas Lewis. Enjoy.
Just like me,
beyond my fault.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I am your host, Wanda Adams. We were just listening to Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis. This song will be on her new project entitled Miracles that is scheduled to release in the fall 2010, and we're all excited about that. Today's show is going to be a powerful show. We have a double header for you today. Our first guest will be the gospel recording artist, Morgenae. She's a phenomenal woman. Our second segment, we will have none other than Forever Jones. Morgenae is a phenomenal woman of God. She was a finalist in the first season of Sunday Best. She's been a Stella Award nominee. She's all about her father's business. Her current project is entitled Won't Let Go, and her current single is entitled Get Your Breakthrough. And so she's going to bless you. She's going to share with you her testimony. She's had a remarkable journey, and she's a true example that favor isn't fair, because God is opening many, many doors on her behalf, and she's just real. So with no further ado, we're going to bring our first guest on the line, and this is Morgenae. Hey, Morgenae, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Miss Wanda. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We want to first and foremost thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. We take nothing for granted, and we are just so ecstatic that you are gracing our listeners with your presence.
Amen. Thank you so much, and I'm glad I had a chance to call in. I didn't forget. I may be a couple of minutes late, but we got up this morning with our pastor, and we've been out canvassing and passing out flyers and inviting people to church on tomorrow for National Return to Church Day. So it's been a blessing because we met so many different families who were looking for a church home. And it was a blessing to just be, you know, in their presence and invite them. You know, how many people really reach out to folks on Saturday, you know, versus taking Saturday for themselves. So it was all about those who need to get back, you know, to the house of the Lord. So that's a blessing.
Amen. Now, Morgenae, tell our listeners, what does ministry mean to you?
Wow, ministry means to me, what ministry means to me. It's about establishing a relationship with Christ, having Christ be the forefront in your life, and then allowing him to make the necessary changes in your life and the transitioning so that you're able to go out there as a servant of God and be a blessing to those that you meet, whether it's, you know, when you're traveling doing music or whatever it is that you may be doing. That's what ministry means to me. It's about capturing the hearts and the minds and the souls of those who are lost. And then you also have those who have strayed away. But if we can capture them, they'll be back. And that's what ministry means to me.
Now, we know that you have your current project out there. The album is entitled Won't Let Go, and this is your sophomore project. Your first project was entitled Keys to the Heart. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about your musical journey.
Wow, it's been quite a journey for me. I started writing gospel music in 2006. I didn't always write gospel music. I actually started, although I grew up in the church, I started singing R&B music, and that's where I got my start at once I decided that I wanted to become a recording artist. And not a lot of people know, unless they've been following me for quite some time, but I have strayed away from the church for many years, straight away, not because anything had happened to me. It's just I was trying to find my own way. And during that process, you know, God just strategically placed some angels, you know, into my life. And he covered me while I was out there, and I was able to, you know, just be covered until he called me back. And so I rededicated my life back to Christ about 10 years ago, and I did not start writing gospel music until 2006. And that was because, you know, God had to do a transition in me first spiritually so that I'm able to go out and minister, because that's what that's the call that I have on my life. And so it's been such a blessing. We were able to release my first album key to my heart in 2007. And it did very well. It made the first round ballot for the Stellar Award, and then we, you know, God was still speaking and the music was coming so fast. I'm like, okay, Lord, we're going to do it again. So I decided to go ahead and release Won't Let Go, which we released that album in 2009 of last year. And it's just been great, a great journey ever since. God is still showing his favor. I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Now, who are some of the people that work with you on your current project, Won't Let Go?
Well, I actually have one, on the song Get Your Breakthrough, we had two producers on that particular song, Lauren Cheney and then also Marvin Page. Now, Marvin Page does 95% of all of the music production on my album, and he also did the music production on my first album, Keys to My Heart, and we're actually on the praise team together at church, so we're able to come together collectively in the spirit of God, and it just, the Lord just has his, have his way when we're together musically, and it's just awesome. It's awesome.
Now, we know that the current song that you're pushing now is Get Your Breakthrough. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, I wrote that song originally because during my travels and meeting different people and different families, you know, everybody has a story, something that they've been through. And I've said this before, you know, when I'm out there ministering and I come off that stage and, you know, at the end of the event, I have, you know, families or men and women who actually come up to me and want prayer and things of that nature. And they tell me their whole life story, not even knowing me personally, but they, you know, they, God placed it on their hearts to come to me for prayer. And I was in my kitchen one day, and I started thinking about all the different stories that were given to me by these people. And I'm like, Lord, they need a breakthrough in their lives. You know, give me something, you know, give me something that I can write that can be a blessing to them, you know, not just for them, but for myself, you know. And so I came up with the melody for Get Your Breakthrough, and I went ahead and wrote it that same day and decided to go ahead and put it on this album, and it's an awesome song.
Well, on that note, Marjanae, we're going to let our listeners hear what a phenomenal song that this is, and we're going to play Get Your Breakthrough by Marjanae.
Breakthrough in your life. Oh.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and we are hanging out with gospel recording artist Marjanae. We were just listening to her current single, Get Your Breakthrough. Now, Marjanae, I know that that song is impacting gospel music. It's currently in rotation on Gospel Music Channel. They're airing it on Video Gospel. How does that experience feel to you?
It feels great, and I count it as an honor and a privilege to even, you know, be in this situation that I'm in right now. And God is setting a platform for me, although, you know, I have my own personal struggles and things that I'm dealing with family and finances and things of that nature, but God is still faithful, and He's setting that platform for me to get, you know, to where I need to be. And, you know, I know the call of my life. God knows the desires of my heart, and so as I'm moving out in faith and doing what He's asked me to do, then He's continuing to show His favor, and that's what's happening right now in my life.
Well, we want to open up our phone lines. If you have a question for Marjanae, you can call us at 917-932-1720 and just press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Our chat line is open, so if you want to listen to us via our chat room, join us. Marjanae, we do have a comment and a lot of love coming into our chat room. Tahila Praise wants to tell you hello and that they love I'll Get Your Breakthrough.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Because it is a phenomenal song, and I know that it is reaching the masses, and it is touching the hearts of the listeners. Now, what is one of your favorite tracks? I know this is kind of an odd question. I know every song on your project is your baby. But what song on the album ministers to Marjanae the most?
It's actually two that will do that especially when I'm really in need of just that moment with God or just worship, but it's Holding On and Holy Spirit. Those two songs on the album, it just takes me to such a place of worship, and it's just an awesome feeling. I mean, it's something that you really can't describe. I mean, you just have to, you know, be in that realm and in that presence of God to experience, you know, what I experience, and it's just an awesome thing. But those two songs I do often when I go to do, you know, different events and things of that nature. I think my album is versatile. You know, I have the praise and, you know, we can dance, but then I also have, you know, the worship style music as well. And I always told God that because my music is versatile, you know, help me to be mindful that when I walk into a sanctuary or wherever I am, whether it's an outside event, a pastor's conference, clergy breakfast, I mean, I've done it all, but help me to be mindful the atmosphere that I'm walking into. And so it's just been a blessing because sometimes when I'm doing events, it's not called, you know, the Get Your Breakthrough is not what I need to be ministering at that particular time. Somebody needs to hear Holding On. Somebody needs to feel Holy Spirit. So it's just a blessing to have those songs of worship that you can minister to people. And I'm telling you, when we do those songs and just to see the outpour of people who are reaching out to God, who are longing for something from God, and they're getting it based on me being obedient and doing those particular songs, it's an awesome feeling. And I always have to keep in mind that I'm accountable for every soul that I minister to. And that's deep to me because I don't want to have to ever stand before God and God say, well, this person needed this particular, you know, thing at this moment. And I asked you to sing this, but you wanted to do your own thing. And they missed what they needed. See, and I don't want to ever have to go through that. So I just thank God for a gift of discernment. I thank God that I'm obedient to His word and follow His leading when I'm out there ministering, because, again, it's not about me It's about the people that we're ministering to.
Amen. And, you know, you just hit on something, Marjanae. A lot of people will look and read over your resume and say, okay, here's, you know, she's accomplished a lot. You know, she's won awards. You know, she's been in the presence and shared the stage with many great artists. But share with our listeners just a little bit about what has taken place in your life and what has prepared you for this time, because I know it hasn't been easy.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, and despite of what people see now, because a lot of people say, wow, you know, Marjanae is just doing it. Yes, I'm doing it with the favor of God. But, you know, a lot of people don't see the backside of this thing. You know, I got a lot going on, you know, with family and financially, and it's just so much stuff going on. I have stepped away from the church many years ago. Just rededicated my life back to Christ 10 years ago. And I've actually mentioned this on a prior interview that I did, and it was my first time, you know, letting my audience or my fans and supporters know, but nobody knew that Marjanae, you know, lived in foster homes, and we moved from place to place, and it was so much stuff surrounding me, and I just thank God just again for covering me, because I always said if I had to let my history dictate who I am, then there will be no Marjanae today. There will be no, you know, gospel recording artist. You know, I'll probably be somewhere losing my mind or not even be here at all because of the things that I've seen, the things that I've gone through. You know, and I'm only 32 years old, but I have been through some stuff. And, you know, and that's just a couple of things that I've been through. But God has been so faithful. And, you know, no matter where you've come from and the challenges and the experiences that you've had in the past or you're currently dealing with, God is still faithful. And so I have to kind of remind myself. Sometimes I need a reminder. Do I get weary? Yes, I do at times. And I'm a woman of faith. I love God to my soul. But there are sometimes when I get that way, and I have to have a, you know, and I thank God for people that he's placed in my life who will say, okay, Marjanae, God said to do this. You already know. Do it. Go ahead and move out and do what you need to do. And sometimes we need that reminder, and I just thank God for, you know, spiritual mothers and sisters that he's allowed to come into my life that can pour into me instead of taking from me, because I don't need anything else taken from me. I need people to pour into me, you know, and speak life to me. And so it's been quite the journey. It's been quite the journey.
Now, Marjanae, I want to play another song by you, and it's entitled This Joy. Set us up for that song.
Well, This Joy is a favorite of mine, of course. I wrote this song just thinking about all of the many blessings that God has given me, his favor that he's shown me throughout the years, you know, as a recording artist and, you know, with different situations that I'm dealing with. And so when I think about that, I have joy in my heart. And so I was in my kitchen again. I'm always in the kitchen because I love to cook and eat. But I was in my kitchen and just thinking about the Lord, and, you know, I was all bubbly and happy, and, you know, and I just started singing. I just came up with one line. If it wasn't for the Lord who's on my side. And I was like, wow, that sounds good. Let me keep going. So I went ahead and grabbed my notepad, and I wrote the song out, and it's just awesome. It's an awesome song, and I know it's going to bless the listeners.
And on that note, This Joy by Marjanae.
This joy, my peace and happiness, his love, sincerity. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? Never leaves me, he's there for me.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries Radio Show, and we were just listening to This Joy by Marjanae, who is our special guest. Now, Marjanae, what's next for you? Let our listeners know what they can expect next to hear from Marjanae.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely going to continue to push Won't Let Go. This album is such a great album. We're going to continue to push it to more radio, of course. There's still a bigger world out there, and not everybody has heard
Marjanae. Amen.
So we're going to continue to push it, and definitely getting ready to do more. We have so many events planned throughout the first part of 2011, so we're doing that. Just got a call to do a tour, so we're going to hopefully get everything situated with that, all the accommodations, and go ahead and do this tour. And I'm hoping also to go across the world, you know, to London and South Africa and all these other places that are currently playing Marjanae. I would love to go over there and just do ministry work, you know, just take some prayer warriors and some soldiers over there and, you know, and just do it for Christ, you know, and that's what it's about. Definitely 1 year, I'm not sure when, I'm going to try to do a Christmas album or a Christmas single. I've been thinking about that. And I've gotten calls from some churches who want me to come and do live recording, so we're going to try to get that in the works as well for 2011, so we'll see how that's going to work. But it's so much going on, so much to do, but again, God is faithful, and just to continue to, you know, bring things to pass in my life. So just continue the journey with me.
All right. Now, Marjanae, I want to know this from you. What is one of your favorite worship songs?
From me or from any other artist?
From any other artist. What is your favorite worship song?
I love, my favorite song that I used to sing was Yolanda Adams, This Too Shall Pass. I love that song, and it's, oh, wow, it's just an awesome song that I don't know if she was the writer of that song, but whoever written that song, and when she sang it, I mean, it was awesome, and that song really blesses me. And, you know, and there's some new songs out, you know, right now. There's some new songs out right now, you know, by some other artists, you know, that I love dearly, and they have some great worship music as well. But that song, This Too Shall Pass by Yolanda Adams, is it for me.
Now sing a little bit of it for me.
Oh, okay. All right, sure. Here we go. In the middle of the turbulence surrounding you, these trying times, what seems so hard to endure, in the middle of what seems to be your darkest hour, hold fast to your heart and be assured. This too shall pass, like every night that's come before it. He'll never give you more than you can bear. This too shall pass, so in this soul be comforted. For it's in his hand, this too shall pass. Oh, yeah. All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Marjanae. And that is it, listeners. Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. It's just only a test. Marjanae, you know you're my girl. I love you so much. You know, this, it always goes by quickly when you're having a good time. Tell our listeners where they can hit you up, where they can check out your project, where they can learn more about you.
Well, definitely visit my website at www.marjanaemusic.com, and it's spelled M-A-R-J-A, and it's Nancy E as in Edward. So that's www.marjanaemusic.com. You'll be able to get some updated information, latest information, see videos, photos, whatever you need to see, how to purchase the album. Definitely is there on that website.
Okay, well, again, thank you. I hope you can continue to hang out with us. In our second segment, we have the one and only Forever Jones.
All
this
right.
group is just taking the music industry by storm. Their current hit, He Wants It All, is topping the charts. You want to tweet, text, and tell somebody to tune in to Marketing and Ministry, the radio show, that's coming up. Forever Jones. Again, Marjanae, thank you. If you can hang out with us, I would appreciate
it. No problem. Thank you.
And we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with Forever Jones.
Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And we want to thank our first guest, Marjanae, for hanging out with us. And now coming up is an awesome family that's on fire for the kingdom. As I stated earlier, their current single, He Wants It All, is just blazing up radio. And so with no further ado, listeners, we're going to bring on the line Forever Jones. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh,
how
we're doing wonderful. Thank you again for having us.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I'm overjoyed. I'm elated about your ministry because you're doing so many great things for the kingdom. And we just want to thank you first and foremost for taking the time to hang out with us.
Oh, this is a pleasure for us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you are blessing many, many. And we have a signature question here at Marketing Ministry. And I want to know from you guys, what does ministry mean to you?
It means living the life that we live in the presence of our God, and we take it outside and give it to the world.
And I think that a key part of ministry is people. You got to learn how to love people, and I think it kind of helps define your character when you learn how to love people through hard times when you're feeling it and when you're not feeling it.
Amen. You know, I was reading your bio, and I know you have such a powerful testimony. And I know, you know, according to the natural, none of you guys should even be here.
Oh, that is absolutely true. None of our children should be here at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody needs to say, but God.
But God.
I mean, we're going to have some church here now. I want y'all to come on and go with me.
Come
but
on,
God, I mean. You know, because I could feel the Spirit doing a shift right here. I don't know about you, but something's getting ready to happen. Somebody's getting ready to be blessed today by your ministry. So tell our listeners a little bit about your testimony.
A little bit about my testimony is, as you alluded to earlier, is I was not supposed to have any children at all, but God. In the beginning, my husband and I were married, and I had no idea that the disease that the doctor diagnosed me with, PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, would cause me to be sterile. All I wanted to do was to be healed and to be free from that. So as we were sitting at the doctor's office, and he was sitting across the desk from my husband and I, he told me, he said, Mrs. Jones, he said, what you have is PID. And he was he decided to treat myself and my husband, and he gave me a prescription. And the crazy thing about getting this prescription, my husband and I were believing God for my body to be healed. I just wanted to be free from the pain. I wanted it all to be done. So being involved with the Word of Faith ministry and believing God, listening to Fred Price, Kenneth Hagin, you know, just all of the wonderful preachers that would just declare the Word of God, I grabbed a hold of the Word of God, and my husband and I said, well, let's believe God for a miracle. So we took that prescription that the doctor gave me, and we ripped it up. Now, this is my experience and my walk with God. If you're on a medication the doctor has put you on, believe God for a miracle and let go into that doctor's office and let him tell you you have no more need for it. But my experience and my walk was we ripped up that prescription. We walked out. We agreed. We held hands and said that God had healed me. I'd love to say that the story, the next step in the story was no more pain immediately. But can I tell you this? It got worse.
Mm-hmm.
Went home, and a few weeks later, nothing stopped. It just seemed to worsen. So I called my doctor, and he said, Mrs. Jones, get in here quickly. You've got to come in now because you're hemorrhaging. I went in, and on the way, I was praying, and I was talking to God. I said, God, I know I'm healed. I know that by your stripes I'm healed. And I just want this to be gone. So as I sat in the doctor's office, he began to examine me. The funny thing about it is he said, Mrs. Jones, I have never seen this medication work this fast. But God, I knew that I was healed. At that very moment when he started examining me, the pain left my body and I was healed. Mm. It was an amazing story. And there are more details to that, but let me tell you, on the fourth child, which was Judah, watching Helen Pinsanti on TVN, I'm sitting there and she's describing PID and she says that 99.9% of women that have this disease, and this is the clincher, if left untreated, and that was my husband and I. I did not have that disease. I didn't take the prescription. We ripped it up, didn't go get it. I was that woman, left untreated, she says, become sterile. And I knew that I was holding my fourth miracle. That was Judah, our fourth child. He's the drummer of the group.
All right.
Amazing story, and I am so forever grateful that God is a healer. Not only is a healer and a miracle worker, but he performed a miracle in my body. And our fifth child, which is Maya, was our bonus miracle. She's amazing too. So all of the children, they play, sing, and write the music that you all hear on Forever Jones, the CD, Get Ready.
You know, God is an amazing God, and if you just trust him, he will do what he do.
Yes, yes. I believe that there's so many people that are receiving that as, it's like, that is something that tells me that God will perform a miracle for me. It's faith that is being sparked all over with all of your listeners today.
Amen. Now, set us up for He Wants It All. How did that song come about?
Well, this song was written in prayer. This is Dominique. I was with my dad, and the Lord just dropped it on us. And that song, like the other songs in the album, was written in a time of prayer. And so I just really pray that it encourages everyone listening to it daily just to lay your life down at the altar as God reveals to you what he's requiring of you. Because, you know, you're not going to figure it all out at one time. But as God begins to reveal to you that one thing that's holding you back from going to the next level, just lay it down and then watch God perform miracles in your life.
And we're going to listen to He Wants It All by Forever Jones.
Searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and we're hanging out with Forever Jones. You know, ladies, when I listen to that song, it just takes me into the most intimate place of worship. When you listen to your own song, what does that do for you?
I can remember being in Philadelphia at a conference and my mom asking me to come up and sing. And that was never my song of choice, and that's the song that God has used to touch so many people. And so every time I hear that song, it reminds me that it's not about me. It reminds me that God uses the things that you see as weak in your life to perfect his power. And so I'm just humbled when I hear that song.
You know, it's just such a powerful song. Now, I know that, you know, to your mother, I know you must be overjoyed and elated to have all your children ministering with you and lifting up Jesus. Tell our listeners a little bit about that experience.
You know, there are really no words that are able to describe what I feel in as I stand on the platform and I see the miracle that God performed over and over and over again. And thankful is one word that comes to mind. I'm just so thankful that I decided, and I can't even say that I decided. I am just so thankful that God gave me the presence of mind to ask or even just step out and ask God if he would give me the miracle that I was asking. And when I do that, I know as I'm standing there, sometimes I know we don't have to say a word because when people just see and understand that it's a miracle, they begin to believe God for a miracle in their lives. So when I see my children and I stand and I sing with my, and I just, children, the word is miracles. When I stand with our miracles, I know that there are other people that begin to have faith for their miracles. So I know that it was just something that God gave me to encourage others to believe God for their miracle, Wanda. It's just an amazing give back That's what it is. It's just a give back. I receive, so I can't help but give back to the kingdom and allow people to see what God is able to do for them, perform miracles.
Amen. Now, earlier in our show today, we opened up our phone lines, and for those of you that are listening via our chat room, which our chat room is has some listeners in there, and they're enjoying your interview, and they're enjoying the music, and our phone lines are opened up at 917-932-1720. And we have some callers on the line that have questions for you. You ready to take some questions?
Oh, I'm excited about it.
All right. Our first caller, and I know who this is. He's from area code 704. Our caller, are you on the line? State your name and your question for Forever Jones.
Hi, this is Pastor Rouse calling from Concord, North Carolina.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing today, sis?
Well, thank you.
I am elated. That song is one of my favorite songs. Every time it comes on the radio, I turn it up. Now, I know, and when I listen to it, and I tell my wife all the time, I said, there's something about this song, I said, because this song ministers to me, and I'm not moved by a lot of different music, but this song ministers to me every time. And just listening to your testimony, it said a lot. It spoke volume. And then I understood your daughter, a miracle. All your children were miracles. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. I was blown away.
That's God.
Oh, my God. My question is, what do you feel God's getting ready to take you guys into next? Because I know that God's getting ready to elevate you into something much more greater.
Well, there's a song that we sing at times when we come together, Pastor, and mm-hmm. it's a very simple song, and the song was just a word from heaven to us, and it says, we will go to the nations, we will spread the good news. We will tell everybody that you love them and you died for them. The next step for us is to the nations. And we know that because we know that God called us. He called us up from, and some people ask the question, and it's really not the easiest question to answer, is where did we come from? Pastor, we've been doing what we're doing now on the level that God has called us to do. My husband and I, you know, we were singing years before we had children, mm-hmm. the song, I don't know if you know this song, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. The Lord gave us that song. So we've been traveling, but that word that says we will go to the nations, our children and I, we sing that. And I believe, I know that's the next level, God taking us to the nations with a word to the lost and the dying.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that. I know it's going to be great. It's going to be very awesome. I mean, I enjoy that song tremendously. God knows I do.
Thank you. This is one thing that we ask, and you're a pastor, and so you have a huge influence on your community and the church. We ask that you would remember Forever Jones when you pray.
We will.
Amen.
Thank you.
We will remember you guys. And not only that, but not only will we remember, we'll be trying to call up here in Carolina.
We were in North Carolina about a month ago with dinner with Pastor Robin Gould, an amazing church. It was about a promotion, and the house was full, and there were people that just received us with open arms. It was an amazing experience.
Wow. That says a lot. That says a lot.
Well, Pastor Rouse, you know I love you so much. You're a big supporter of Marketing Ministries, and we thank you for supporting us and for tuning in, and we thank God for your ministry.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to a great success with you guys and great success with this ministry, Marketing Ministries.
Well, thank you so much. Be blessed, sir.
You too.
Now, we have our chat line is open, and ladies, Discovering Destiny said that they're just so thankful for a family that worships God together and shares it with the world. They just wanted to send a big thank you to you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in our first segment, we had our gospel artist, Marjane, and she's hanging on the line with us, and she just loves your ministry so much, and I know she has a question for you. So we're going to bring Marjane back in on the line with her question for Forever Jones.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Marjane?
Yes, yes. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment, just like everyone else. You guys are awesome. I definitely, when I first heard your song, I think it was on satellite radio, and I just heard your daughter, I don't know which daughter it was, but I heard her voice, and I just had to stop what I was doing and turn the TV up, because it was just beautiful. It was just, it's just this sound that you get, that you hear when people are ministering and when they're giving their all from God. It's from deep down in your soul and your spirit, and it just felt so good. And I just want to say, I love the song. I love you guys as a family. I don't even know you personally, but to come together as a family collectively to praise and to worship God, that is awesome, because there is power in unity.
Yes.
And I thank God that there is a family and other artists that are truly on display for God, because we are a representation of Christ. And I just thank you guys. I love you guys. I hope to even meet you guys in ministry somewhere in the world one day. And
we
you just have really been a blessing to me.
Thank you, Marjane.
So much. Thank you so much.
We look forward to meeting you
Definitely.
As well.
Thank you.
People are just showing their love for you, because truly, you know, when God breathes on something, it's going to accomplish what he set out for it to accomplish.
Yes, yes. We believe that.
Now, one of my favorite songs on Get Ready is called Adoration. Tell our listeners a little bit about that song.
Hi, this is Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
And I play the guitar and sing. That song actually came out of my prayer time. I went to a Christian school, Evangel Christian Academy, out of Shreveport, Louisiana, my senior year, and one of the classes that we had was a worship class, and one of the assignments was to go home and spend time with God and just kind of, you know, whether it was a word, a poem, you know, a song, whatever, bring it back to class and share it with the class. And that was where the song was birthed out of. You know, I was downstairs in my bedroom on my guitar and just worshiping the Lord and just kind of really, really just admiring how wonderful he was. And that is where the song came out of, you know, just adoring the Lord and just thinking I could just sing of his praises all day long. So.
And on that note, we're going to share with our listeners Adoration by Forever Jones.
Ah.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and we are hanging out with Forever Jones. We were just listening to Adoration. Ladies, every time I listen to that song, it brings tears to my eyes. I just love it so much. You know, it just really touches the soul.
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
I mean, it's powerful.
That praise God. That blesses me to hear that, Miss Wanda. It really does. Thank you.
I mean, I said, why did I play that song? I'm going to be crying all over the radio. I ain't going to be able to go on, but I just love it so much. And one thing that I enjoy about getting ready is that every song, I mean every song, ministers to the whole man.
And I just
want to encourage our listeners to pick it up.
Oh, yes. They can get it at Walmart, at Target, Best Buy.
Amazon.com.
Yeah, it's and even with the local Christian bookstores in some of their cities, they can also pick them up there. That's just huge. And we really encourage, and thank you for inviting us to talk to your listeners, Wanda. We just encourage as many of them as possible to hit us on Facebook and become one of our family Facebook members.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, pick up their project, get ready. It won't disappoint you. I mean, every song, I believe, and I'm prophesying now, every song on this CD is going to be a classic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for believing in us the way you do.
Oh, I do, and I don't take that lightly. And for our listeners, our phone lines are open. If you have a question for Forever Jones, you can reach us at 917-932-1720. Just press 1 to speak to the host. Again, the number is 917-932-1720. Now, ladies, I know that you are true worshipers. You could not be true worshipers in order to put out the type of music that your family puts out. I want to ask you, what does praise and worship mean to you?
Wow, praise and worship, what does it mean to me? Honestly, Miss Wanda, anything that you give to God with your whole heart, to me, is worship. A lot of people, you know, I guess think that you have to be in church to worship, but you can do it in your home. You know, I tell my brothers, you know, because they play football, I tell them, I said, boys, you know, when y'all go out on that football field, you give it to the Lord as worship unto him. You know, mm-hmm. Whatever you do with your whole heart, say, Lord, this is for you. I give it to you. And so to me, that's how I see it.
You know, I think that when you worship, you bring whatever you have to God, and you place it on his altar, and you just you bring your best and anything that you know that he would be pleased with, you lay it down at his altar. And that's what I see. Life, you know, worship should be a lifestyle,
yeah.
Not just something that's done on Sunday morning,
that's
Wednesday
right.
night,
yeah.
On the stage.
Amen.
Style.
And for me, Wanda, my worship was taking what God had given me, and what he had given me was a song. And then he started giving us the children. And every morning at 9 o'clock, my husband, I don't know if you know that part of our testimony, is he had decided, not just decided, the Lord gave him a word to meet with him at 9 a.m. in the morning. And as the children came, for me personally, I have to put this out there for some of the listeners that are thinking that I can't do this. And for me, Wanda, I really did not want to meet with my husband at 9 a.m. I wanted to, during that season, it was Oprah and Donahue, and it was a real sacrifice for me. And I said, Lord, that's honest, you know. And
I know.
And they're listening, thinking, you know, every day, you know, there are things that I do. But whatever time you have to offer God, it's like don't look for because the enemy's going to make sure that you're not going to find it. You have to create that time and that space and that altar and just bring whatever gifting it is. Some, it may be just, you know, there are very creative ways. Some people, they're able to make money. They're blessed to be a blessing. You know, there's so many things that they can offer as worship unto the Lord. For us, it was our children and our song and the music, and God touched that. He touched that offering, and he caused us to be able to take that gift of worship, the children and the music, and he blessed it, and blessed means to add to and make more of. And amazingly, he added and he made so much more than what we brought to him on a daily basis, as my husband brought the entire family at 9 a.m. every morning and offered before the Lord our sacrificial offering, and we would wait on the Lord, and God would give us, literally give us songs, and every one of these songs were birthed out of that prayer.
Amen. Now, I kind of want to put you ladies on the spot. I love to hear artists sing live. Won't you guys just sing a little bit of your favorite worship song for our listeners?
Which one would you like to sing? Let's see, one of our favorite, do you want one off the CD or one of our favorite worship songs that we usually sing?
One of your favorites. Just one of those that you used to sing in the morning or whatever God puts on your heart, just that will minister to our listeners.
Well, we usually start with something that is a song that most people would sing on a Sunday morning, and one of our favorite songs is William McDowell. He wrote a song. It's I Give Myself Away.
Oh, yes.
He loved that one. Go ahead.
Give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away.
That's one of our favorites.
Y'all are some bad sisters. That harmony was tight.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that blessed our listeners. Currently, He Wants It All is holding the number one spot on the charts. How does that feel?
Surreal is a good thing. And we know that it's God. We know it's the favor of God, because we represent families of America, families of the world, with challenges just as they face. But it's just like you said, it's that worship, that gift that we come before God and we offer it to him. And we allow our God to bless it, to add to and make more of. So it's like, God, what more can you do with that?
It's a humbling experience. It really and truly is. So.
Absolutely. Now, we always have a lot of independent artists that listen to our show. What can you share with them about them trying to cast their vision and about the process in the music industry?
I will just say that they need to just keep going. And keep, you know, serving God, serving their local church where they're at, so that they're seasoned and ready when God opens those doors for them. And so they know what it takes. And for us, that's, you know, you keep hearing us say that it's the Lord that we're here. And, you know, that's the truth. He just started opening up doors. But we had been singing together for a while before that, you know. And he can dream so much bigger than you. So
mm-hmm.
I just would encourage them to just wait on God, continue to be faithful in your local church, be faithful, you know, do whatever they ask you to do, say, I'm here to serve, so that you are ready. When God opens that door, your heart is prepared to minister to people who are going to be in the same position that you're in right now.
Absolutely. And that's why I like to have artists share. Because, you know, I was talking earlier with Marjanae about the same thing. People will look at your success and say, oh, wow, I want to be like Forever Jones. You know, right now everything is coming their way. But they don't seem to understand that the anointing cost.
It does. It really does. My children, as Dominique spoke of, our children, as young as they were able to hold drumsticks in their hands, the boys were 3 and 4, and they would only last half of a song because we pastored a church, and we knew that was as long as their attention span would work, and they would get up right in the middle of a worship song at church and go back to the nursery. And the girls were leading worship and singing, and I was raised that way. My mother and father, you know, there were seven children in the church, and they raised us like we were the pastor's kids. We gave ourselves to God's house. And as my parents did for us, I brought our children and gave our children in God's house. And so as pastors, we pastored two churches, and we are now at Shreveport Community Church with Pastor Denny Duran. And it's been 6.5 years, and that's what we do. We give ourselves to God's house, and I just love watching my children love doing what they do. And they do it, and I tell my kids, I said, something that you want to do, you'll do it with or without pay. And so they get to God's house, and they just do what they do because they love working in God's kingdom. And God has just done that for us. And I know people are looking for just the five steps. And for our house, our experience, get before God on a daily basis, find a time, find a place to meet with the Creator, and serve in His house in whatever capacity you are able to serve in God's house and allow God to help you.
Now tell our listeners, what's next for Forever Jones?
Well, right now we're doing as many radio tours as possible, and we're on our way to Houston, and we're going to go back to the East Coast, and we're getting ready to do another CD. And I know we may not have spoke of Tommy Sims, who is our producer, an amazing producer. We met Tommy Sims. God brought him to us, and all of these songs, we call it the Sims Factor. You know, we brought the songs, he listened to them, and our producer, I believe that he was just touched by God, because when we listen to these songs, you know, our mouths, our jaws just drop. So we're getting ready to do another CD, and, you know, Christmas is happening, and just on a personal level, you know, our sons play football, my little girl, she's a twirler, you know, they just finished an ACT. We just do the real life everyday stuff mixed with the travel. And you know what, Wanda? I know that you're a woman of prayer, and I want you to pray that, you know, God would just in terms of, you know, just the organization and just bringing this piece together, because God has called us, but we're just normal, natural people, you know, and we want to keep God first in all that we do, and I know you'll pray. I just believe that, Wanda, and I want to say in advance.
Oh, I will pray, and, you know, because I know that the fervent prayer of the righteous,
yes, ma'am,
avails much. And I know that, you know, the Word of God tells us to take everything unto Him in prayer,
yeah,
and supplication.
Exactly.
So I will do that. I will do that. And I just want to encourage you guys, ladies, and your whole entire family to keep doing what you do. And I want to ask you to join our marketing ministry network. We have a network called marketingministry.mean.com. And this is where we just market ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
We just, you know, I want to be known as the Employment Office for Ministry, that everybody out there that's in ministry and that has a true heart for God can go there and get resources, because I believe this is a reasonable service.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, tell our listeners, you know, because, you know, time always flies when you're having a good time. I say this so many times. But tell our listeners where they can follow you, or how they can continue to show their support for Forever Jones.
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. They can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. That's pretty much an EMI Gospel. So it's Facebook, Twitter, and EMI Gospel. That's how you can keep in contact and follow us. And please, thank you so much for all the wonderful support. And Dominic wants to say something as well.
I just wanted to say that when you look for us on Twitter, our Twitter name is Official FJM. A lot of people go and they look for Forever Jones Twitter and they can't find it. And so that's our Twitter. And then also our Facebook page, there's no space between Forever and Jones. Just little details.
That's okay. They'll find you.
Yeah.
I want to give each and every one of you an opportunity just to share with our listeners anything that God has placed upon your heart. Because I know that ministry is not just what you say. I know that you ladies really do live Jesus Christ. I can see that. You know, I don't have to know all your business to know about you, but I know that you represent the kingdom. So just share with our listeners anything that God has laid upon your heart.
Okay, Wanda, this is Mom. I think I'll start first. And I just want to give my favorite passage of Scripture. I absolutely adore this. It's James 1 and 5, and it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. And I know that with all five of these children, they're extremely unique, and God is the creator of the family. And when I'm challenged and I need the wisdom of God, I remember this scripture, the Message Bible. It says that he loves to help. To me, when I hear that he loves to help, I literally see God sitting in the room waiting for me to ask. And I would encourage everybody in any family situation with relationships to ask God. And see, the big thing is when you ask him is to expect that he's going to help. Sometimes he gives us the answer, and it's not what we wanted, but it is what we need. So remember that, James 1 and 5. I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
James 1 and 5, my favorite passage. I'm going to pass this to Dominique.
Well, I don't have a particular scripture, but the Lord has me in the book of Psalms right now, and I'm just reading about David. And basically, you know, he's sharing with me his intimate times with the Lord and the songs that were birthed through him during his times in his presence. And I'm just encouraged in this season of my life to really pull away with God. And I just kind of feel him drawing me to spend more time with him. And I want to encourage those out there that they're feeling busy and they're feeling pulled in every different direction, just to stop every day and just spend time with God. You know, get in your word. It's a necessity. It's your livelihood. You have to have time with God to be able to function well spiritually, you know, in your daily life. And so that's just a little nugget for you.
Hi, this is Janelle. One of the things that I'd like to say, I've actually been reading a really wonderful book that I have. It's the Sparkling Gems book. And something that I kind of studied last week was about God being led by the Holy Spirit. And it was just so funny because last weekend my husband and I were on a road trip to New Orleans, and a lot of things just were just happening. You know, it just was like probably one of the, I don't want to say it was one of the worst trips, but it was definitely interesting and full of excitement. But it just was so funny and really cool for me just to sit back and just watch the Lord work and just really do his thing and just really see how we were led by the Holy Spirit. And if you just take the time just to listen, then he will definitely guide you. And a lot of times you'll end up going down a better road than you, you know, would have had you just kind of ignored that voice, you know, that was telling you, well, do this, go that way, you know. And so I just really want to encourage, like my sister was saying, you know, when you do wait on the Lord, when you get to know somebody, you get to know their voice, and you get to know who they are. And so when you do that, you know, you're able to hear God's voice and be led by the Holy Spirit. And one of my favorite verses is Proverbs 3 and 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, you know, just involve God in your day, you know, involve him in your, you know, in your daily activities, and he'll direct you, and he will make your path straight. So,
amen. Well, I want to thank you, ladies, for hanging out with us today. I want you to come back and hang out with us again, because I just appreciate what you're doing to advance the kingdom of God. It is so needed, so I want to thank you. Make sure you join the network and market your ministry. It costs you nothing, and it's just, in my opinion, a tremendous resource. So thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you. We want to thank you for opening your listening audience to us. And, yes, we will be joining the Market Ministries. Yes.
Anything that I can do for you, you just let me know. And, again, I want to thank you for hanging out. I want to thank Marjanae for hanging out with us. I want our listeners to tune in next week, where our special guest will be Cherie Fletcher. She's the former wife of actor Will Smith. She's currently married to Terrell Fletcher, and they minister the New City of Hope International Church in San Diego, California. So they'll be our guest next week. And so we want you to tune in. We want you to remember to market your ministry. You know, marketing is just another word for evangelizing. And what God has given to you, don't take it and bury it into the ground. Multiply it and return it unto Him. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
So again, thank you so much for Ella Jones. Thank you, Marjanae. And until next time, we want you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. And thank you for listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You be blessed.
I believe every word He said and all His promises spoken to me. I believe that His word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on yourself.